Welcome to Fiscal Therapy, the podcast where leaders in accounting share their secrets to success. I'm your host, Jody Sitters, Community Manager for our accounting partners at MYOB. We chat to expert guests who will provide real-life examples of how you can build a successful practice. Welcome to Fiscal Therapy. Today's guest is John Petito, Managing Partner at Mead Partners, where they help good businesses grow. Mead has just recently won Australian Accounting Practice of the Year at MYOB Partner Awards. So we wanted to chat to John to see what they have done at Mead to grow and become that award-winning practice. So welcome to Fiscal Therapy, John.
Thanks, Jody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time. I love that you've popped on to chat to us. And congratulations again for your recent win. Can you tell us a bit more about Mead Partners and your role there?
Yeah, thank you for the congratulations. It's been a good celebration over the last few days, last week, which was nice. Mead Partners has been around for a little while. We've been going for about 25 years, and we've always had a MYOB solution within our business over the years. We're a smaller practice, but we have a lot of really good clients, and we've always focused on business style clients through those years. So that's always been something that we've sort of looked for when we're going to get clients. We sort of target our clients pretty specifically of what we want to try and work with those business owners. And from my perspective, I started here as a graduate in 1999, moved on to client manager and then to partner, and I've been here ever since. So, I've had a role in all different areas of Mead Partners, including IT and management, and now I'm the managing partner. And so I still have a bent towards IT, and that's hence why I've sort of pretty heavily involved in the development of where we're trying to head with the practice.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think everyone in practice has had some sort of clash with IT at some stage and had to get under those desks and sort all the bits and pieces and the hardware out and all those sort of stuff, as well as all the digital solutions that come along with that. I'm probably thinking that you've got a few long-term clients then, if you've been there all that time.
Yeah, some of our clients have been with me for the whole time. So, we've gone through the different stages of succession with them. So, where they've transitioned business to their children and in some stages to their grandchildren. So it's been, those clients have been with us for a long time.
Building some great relationships along the way. Love that. I love it. So you talked a little bit about celebrations and the things that have been going on in the practice since you've won the award, Accounting Practice of the Year. But how does it feel in the practice to have won the award?
Gave us a really good lift because as you start getting towards the end of the calendar year, everyone starts getting a bit tired and looking forward to the end of the year. This sort of gave us a little bit of energy when we got heard that we won. And firstly, when we were a finalist, that was a huge achievement for us to be a finalist. And then for us to take out the award, that was really good. And the whole team, it was a team. So we all enjoyed getting that recognition.
Fantastic. Team effort. Love that as well. Really good. So what's changed in your practice? So do you think, you're talking about that uplift. So, it's really great for the employee engagement, obviously, to have like the team make all that effort and then have that win. So I imagine that lift has been really great. What are the things that set you, what I'm talking about getting the award and what your team did, the things that you did to set you apart from other entries, do you think, to get that award?
I think for the size of our firm, our practice, I think we're punching outside of our weight division a little bit. I think with the speed of change that we've done over the last 12 months and implementation, and the way our team has really changed effectively everything we were doing 12 months ago to what we're doing today, in implementing a lot of new technologies, implementing AI, and really changing our processes and bringing the team along that journey in such a short period of time. Hence why I said they're probably a little bit worn out towards the end of this year, because we started the journey in probably this time last year, when we were evaluating which way we would be heading. And then it was a quick decision. It was a very detailed decision on what we wanted to do. But then once we knew it, we was very quick to say, let's get going and start implementing and training. And that was something that the whole team sort of was a bit hesitant about it initially, but once they got into it and saw the benefits of it, they sort of grabbed it with both hands and started running with it, which was really good to see.
Great that you've got a lot of change happening, but you've got a change management sort of plan in action, I'd imagine. And you've also got that buy-in for your team, which is a really, really important when you're looking through that change management process, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that was critical that we had a very clear pathway of where we were trying to head to, and the stages set out in steps with clear time frames around it, so then they could really understand where we're going and what their roles were within the business to help achieve it.
Yeah, fantastic. And I bet there's some sort of big keywords that have happened out of that change process and is continuing to happen that we all love to hear, and it's efficiency and, you know, capability, improved capability, right? So that's what we're all aiming for in practice.
100%.
Yeah. How's that going for you there?
Really good. We've discussed previously, one of my team members has been itching to go to 4 days a week for the last 12 to 18 months. And we just couldn't see it happening with what we were doing 12 ago. So it was sort of, yes, we want to move to that part, but we need to improve efficiencies and automate some of the processes that you're doing to allow that. So we had that scheduled in to start next year, but we brought that forward, so she started that in October. So those efficiencies and productivity gains really helped us achieve a goal that one of our team members wanted to do, and help them achieve their job satisfaction as well, because now they've got that work-life flexibility that they were craving, and we were able to do that through technology and efficiencies.
That's awesome. Having some flexibility and making sure that your employees can, you know, get their satisfaction as well and feel, you know, part of the team still and be able to get the work-life balance that they need as well, which is super important, right? So that's and it sounds like things have come on a bit faster than you thought they may have, if that's the case. So that's really good as well for your lovely lady that's wanting to go through those 4 days. Fantastic news. What have you been doing through Mead, like, to see this growth? What are the types of things that have happened to, you know, move into that space where you've got that efficiency and, you know, the capability to do those things that we've talked about?
18 months ago, we embarked on a program that was it's called the Rob Nixon Program, which we did within our practice. And that really forced us to change the way of our thinking on what we're doing and how we're doing things, not just through normal day-to-day systems. It's more about, well, where do we want this practice to be in the next 5 to 10 years, and what foundations do we have to set today to get there, and challenge us on a lot of different areas within the way we manage our practice. And technology was one where they did say you need to invest heavily in that and bring that in, but also just in other things, like we've set up a couple of different programs for our clients. One is we're niche into residential builders, so we've set up what we call the Builder CFO package. That's been one of the critical areas where we've seen growth in our business, and also a business improvement program we've put in place as well. So they're structured programs for mature businesses that want to go that next stage. So through that I guess bringing that technology into our business allowed the senior members of our team to be able to focus more on that advisory part of the practice and advisory part of the business, and really develop those programs so they're of a high value to our clients, but also to our business as well, because that's what we want to do. We see compliance as a necessary evil to a certain extent. It needs to be done. That just happens every year, but clients don't see the value in that per se. Whereas I think for us to be able to go ahead into the future, we have to be able to show value to our clients and show that if they do things with us and the way we step them through certain processes, that they can grow their business and they'll get rewarded from it as well.
That's fantastic. Compliance is always there. We do have to do it, but just having access to that real-time data and starting those valuable advisory conversations with clients is a huge step in the right direction. And when I hear you say Rob Nixon, that sort of brings up to me immediately, you've probably maybe done some stuff with your billing arrangements.
We've moved. We've almost got 45% of our total fee base over onto fixed monthly recurring billing. So that's all automated. We send out the proposals at the beginning of each financial year, and the clients sign up. They get a very clear understanding of exactly what services they're going to get. And we give them a menu option of different services that they can take. So based on three different options, they can just get the normal compliance, they can get a compliance plus accountability, and then compliance plus business advisory. And they're on three different fee scales, all value-based. And the client can then sit there and say, yes, we would like to engage in those services. And we found that being a really easy way to introduce those higher level services to our clients. And also when we're doing proposals to new clients coming across, they get a very clear understanding of what we're offering and our pricing points. And that gives everyone that comfort that there's no hidden costs, there's no hidden agendas. It's pretty clear and concise, and everyone can just get on with building better businesses.
Yeah, fantastic. The word that rings true there is clarity. Clarity for your clients, a really good starting point to start that journey as well if you're onboarding new clients. I love it. And all your existing clients, you get to ask them if they want fries with that, right? Just give them
Pretty
some
much.
options. Yeah, give them some options. So that sounds really great. I love it, John. And so how's the tech stack that you've sort of implemented really influenced that type of change in your practice?
Yeah, our tech stack is something that's been sitting behind me for on a whiteboard for about a year and a half now. We've still got a few more things that we want to bolt in there, but we're almost there. The thing is, when we sat down and looked at, well, back then it was Greatsoft, now Miya Practice Manager, that became our centerpiece of our tech stack. And we sat down and said, okay, these have got the Miya Practice Manager's got this capability. What can we now bring in to really help us gain those extra efficiencies and improve our productivity? And luckily that we've been able to do a lot of that, and in some instances we've been a couple of the first practices to actually turn on some of these integrations, like ATO Mate, turning on to Miya Practice Management and Nimbus, so that fully integrates through, which has been a huge time saver from us from an admin perspective. And we also know now that all our clients are getting the ATO correspondence that they need in a timely manner, rather than what for us waiting for it to come in the mail to us. So that's been a massive improvement for us. And then now with our client onboarding systems, that's been a huge improvement. Again, now the clients can onboard themselves directly into our practice, and that's been one of the probably the biggest improvements from an administration perspective they had in the last few months. So that tech stack is still there, and it's like the foundations now of where we're heading it and future-proofing our practice for the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh, I love that word, future-proofing. That sounds good. And just, you know, having that really, you know, tech stacks are an evolving process, right? They don't ever stay static for very long, but you've got a really good foundation and base to be able to build on that. And like you said, you've still got some things to keep completing, but I think that will always be always on sort of work, I guess you could call it. Fantastic. So I hear that you've got this whiteboard in the background that you've probably had sitting there for a little while. But how important has it been for the practice to have that clear vision, to have that, you know, vision sitting on your board to get to?
That's been incredible, and it's something which all the team members can see. They can see how it all links in, and I thought that was a critical thing because whilst I had it in my head, what I was thinking, where I wanted to go, and going through and evaluating all the different software that was available, including Xero, we sat down and went through their whole process and how that worked back a little while ago. This allowed our team, and you talk about change management, this gave them the clear vision of exactly what's happening and how it works and whose role was it to be involved in, depending on what type of software it was. So for our, for example, our corporate secretarial software, BGL, we wanted that to integrate to get us that one database. So that was one of my admin managers that's role was to make sure that happened, which we turned on I think 2 weeks ago now. So now we're moving towards that one database solution, which is where that's where we've still got a few bits and pieces to go, but that's my ultimate goal. And I know MYOB's ultimate goal is to give us that place of truth where that database is critical for us.
The single source of truth. We love that. It always comes back to that, doesn't it? And like just getting rid of that digital spaghetti, getting rid of, you know, the double entry of everything, just bringing it back to those. And again, just brings out that efficiency, builds that capability. I love it. That's fantastic. Thanks for articulating that, because it's really, I think it's really important to, you know, have that clear vision and, you know, that everyone else in the practice can actually sit there and tick stuff off as they go and feel like they're actually achieving something as well, which is so good. You're a real team effort. I love it. Listen, we're getting to the end of our chat, and I do have a question for you, though. It's a pretty important question. We love asking this here on the pod. It's a physical therapy question. So, John, I know you're a very busy man, but sometimes you've just got to take a deep breath, lie back on your virtual couch, and obviously do, you know, your creative thinking. And I'd love you to share with us what your sweet secret to this practice success is. Fire away.
Our sweet secret. I think it's not standing still. I think if you stand still and don't go outside your comfort zone, you'll get overtaken. And as I said at the beginning, we're a small practice, but we punch outside our weight. And I think that's the reason why. We like to early adopt. We like to take risks. But they're calculated risks. So we sit down and make sure that those risks, the payoff will be high if we take it. And I think it's take fear out of change. I think that's probably the thing is I don't fear change. I embrace change, and I really try and make sure everybody is comfortable with change, even though they don't like it all the time. But I think that's where my sweet spot is just don't stand still.
Oh, golly, I love that. I love that. Embrace change. Don't stand still and just keep on punching out the changes, making sure that everyone's clear and all on the same pathway. So good. I love it. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'm loving it. So, John, like after our chat today, our listeners would be listening, and I'm wondering if you could let us know how they could actually contact you if they wanted to catch up with you.
Yeah, pretty easy. You can follow us on our Instagram pages. So we've got two. We've got Mead Partners and our Builder CFO page. You can drop us a message through there, or you can just give us a call in the office from our website at meadpartners.com.au, or just shoot me an email at john@meadpartners.com.au.
Oh, easy. I love it. And I actually saw Sean pop up on LinkedIn. So he's pretty vocal out there on the socials as well. And I love that you've got an Instagram page. That's so good.
Yeah, we actually that's one of our biggest marketing tools now at the moment, especially the Builder CFO page. We're getting probably 2 to 3 leads a fortnight through that. So that's a high area for our marketing, and we're investing a fair bit into that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think that's a really important piece that, you know, that again with your change management and change is moving forward into all of those sort of spaces as well, so people can reach you easily, see what you do, and watch your success as well, which is really great. I love it. So thank you so much for joining us today. Again, congratulations on that award. We are really looking forward to doing more work with you throughout the year and sharing all the great things that you've done throughout our socials as well. So we hopefully will see you some more, John. But thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for your time. And it's been a great chat.
Thanks, Jodie. It's been a pleasure.
Love it. Thanks, John. Bye. You've been listening to Fiscal Therapy with Jodie Sitters, powered by MYOB. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to sharing more fiscal therapy with you next time.